야야, 나 가서 며칠 만에 만 타지리. 아니 빨리 와. 어쩌면 만에 시켜서 양성 누스라.
So again, we're going to start with a discussion on the tenets, especially of the tenets of the Prasangika Madhyamika, from where we stopped last time. Our being born as human being now is not by our choice, you know, but by the power of the karma and delusion. And also, you know, we will not live as a human being forever, so sometime we will have to die. And also that happens, you know, by the power of the karma and delusion. So that is the reality. And then after death, you know, also the continuum, the consciousness, continuum of the consciousness, doesn't stop there, and it takes another rebirth, and then again, you know, what kind of rebirth one is going to take, you know, is not in one's hand, and that is also decided, you know, by the karma and delusions. And so what, you know, whether it's going to be good or bad in this life, also whether it's going to be good or bad in the future, you know, rebirth depends on the causes and conditions. And so in the next rebirth, and if we want to be born, you know, as, you know, with a good rebirth, and then want to have a happiness and no suffering, then we have to create the cause for that, you know, now. And so, in order to understand that, in order to learn or understand that, then there came the teachings, you know, the teachings of the Buddhism, so which explains, you know, about how things are. So, you know, including ourselves, and you know, all sentient beings, you know, the animals and so forth, are all same in wanting to be, you know, happy and not wanting any sufferings. And so therefore, one has to apply a method, you know, to prevent the sufferings that we don't want. And so we have to do something, you know, to prevent those sufferings, and we have to think and do something. And so when we think about that, you know, when we think about, you know, preventing the suffering, in the future, then we have to think about the cause that will bring, you know, the suffering in the future. And so what is the cause of the suffering? The cause of the suffering, you know, is the ignorance within our mind, within our consciousness, which doesn't know the way things are, which doesn't know the the way things are, you know, where things exist and so forth. And so, and because of not knowing that, because of not knowing the reality and not knowing the way things exist, because of that ignorance, you know, we have attachment to those who we feel close with, and we have hatred to those who we feel, you know, distance from. So, and because of this ignorance, there comes this, you know, the attachment and hatred, and these three together, you know, serves as a cause, you know, for all our for all the sufferings that we experience. And so among these three poisonous delusions, the ignorance, attachment, and anger, the ignorance is the main one. Ignorance, you know, especially the ignorance that is ignorant of the mode of existence of the phenomena, the mode of existence of the phenomena, or the way things exist. And so this this ignorance is also a type of mind or consciousness. You know, so. So because it is a mind, therefore it has its object, you know, so every mind or every consciousness has its object, and it apprehends or grasps, you know, some kind of an object. So so the ignorance, when it grasps its object, it grasps the object in a mistaken way. You know, it doesn't see the things as they exist in actuality, but, you know, as something false. And so especially this ignorance, you know, that serves as a cause of the delusions and so forth, you know, so that you know, that refers to the object, that refers, you know, to the object, and the object it refers to is the I or the self, and you know, one's aggregates. So it refers to these objects such as the eye, aggregate, and so forth. And so how it grasps the object, grasps its object, and how it apprehends its object is as if it is existing from its one side. And so, referring to that object and apprehending that object as existing from its own side, you know, is you know, it's mistaken, it's false. You know, so we have to know that. And so, so the reason why it is mistaken, the way the ignorance grasping the object is mistaken, is because the things do not exist from its own side, you know, but the ignorance sees the object or the thing as it exists from its own side. You know, so because there is this contradiction, the way it exists and where it's been, you know, apprehended. So there is a contradiction, so therefore, you know, it is mistaken.